We now turn our attention to my home state of Missouri. Former Missouri State FFA Vice President Jacob Hellering with the Living to Serve Network radio show powered by the Missouri FFA Association chats with Richard Fordyce, who is the director of the Missouri Department of Agriculture, talking about his FFA background and the future of Missouri agriculture.
On today's episode, we will discuss Missouri agriculture and the next step for Missouri. I'm your host, Jacob Hellering. On today's show, the Missouri Director of Agriculture, Richard Fordyce, will be joining us.
I am Richard Fordyce, a row crop and beef cattle farmer from Bethany, Missouri. I'm a fourth generation farmer. My granddad was a farmer, his dad was a farmer, my dad was a farmer. So it's kind of in my blood. We take what we do very seriously, and we take it very seriously, you know, not only from a food safety standpoint, but from an environmental standpoint. I'm a fourth generation farmer. You know, my hope would be to pass that on to my children and for them to pass it on to their children. If we do not do everything that we can do to protect this natural resource, then my kids won't have the same opportunities that I had.
I do have an FFA background. I was a member of the South Harrison FFA chapter. Got my state degree in 1983 and my American degree in 1986. Obviously, the national convention was in Kansas City back in my day, so we attended the national convention as well as the state convention every year. If you ever feel a hint of discouragement, go spend some time with some FFA kids, and you will not be discouraged any longer. We need to continue to cultivate leadership through young people, through the FFA, so that they're ready to take those roles. I will tell you that there are kids right now, I think, that could do my job with the FFA. These kids are awesome. They're fantastic. I'm just so impressed.
Director Fordyce, I understand that you were raised on a farm, but can you tell us a little bit more about how you got your start in agriculture?
Like a lot of young boys and girls on a farm, you know, I followed my dad around. And my dad wasn't really one to be to tell you kind of how to do things. You better watch and pay attention and learn that way. And so, you know, I learned actually from a pretty young age that I needed to be engaged, be involved, and pay attention to what was going on. And then as I got older, you know, obviously had opportunities through vocational agriculture, other opportunities to learn about different aspects of agriculture. You know, I think that, you know, in my world, we raised corn, soybeans, and cattle. When I was younger, we raised hogs, but we kind of got out of that business. And so, you know, what I was focused on was what I knew. I was focused on corn production and soybean production and raising beef cattle. And, you know, then as I got older, you know, started to get involved in, well, for example, Farm Bureau and the Soybean Merchandising Council. And those opportunities, you know, presented, you know, a great chance to develop as an ag leader, and to literally broaden my horizons, to learn about cotton production in Missouri and rice production and dairy and the things that I didn't really know that much about. But, you know, in those organizations, you know, you meet some really special people, not only the people that work on staff, but the other farmers, your fellow farmers that are also, you know, being engaged in the industry. And so again, that broadens your vision of what agriculture is about. And, you know, we're pretty unique in Missouri in that we have a lot of diversity. You know, if you were to get in a car in Tarkio and drive to Kennett, you know, you're going to see a lot of different things. You're going to see different kinds of agriculture, but you're also going to see different kinds of land and what supports, you know, what supports one kind of agriculture wouldn't be conducive to another kind. So that diversity, I mean, I think that's what makes Missouri agriculture really strong is that we have, you know, in Missouri, we have people that raise tobacco. We have people that raise grapes. We have people that raise rice and cotton and pigs and, you know, turkeys and chickens and raise eggs and timber. And, so that diversity is, you know, makes us stronger. So I guess it was an evolution. It was an evolution that was kind of planned on my part, but it was also partly by accident. You know, I was able again to do some kind of neat things, you know, again through the Farm Bureau and through the soybean industry and, you know, which led into, led into other opportunities. I was appointed to the Soil and Water Commission and served as chairman of the Soil and Water Commission for 6 years. So again, offered another perspective. And I think that's pretty important. When you think about this job, for example, you need to be pretty well-rounded in different aspects of agriculture. So, you know, having that basis of understanding of where I came from and the kind of agriculture that we did in Northwest Missouri to expanding that vision across Missouri agriculture, the soil conservation, water quality component, being on the Soil and Water Commission. And then, you know, that has made that's made my experience here at the Department of Agriculture, I think, pretty fulfilling.
Well, thank you for your insight on Missouri agriculture, and thank you for joining us on our show today. I'm signing off. Have a good day, everybody.